you missed it, we talked about the Tennessee Titans defense at Jaguars.com film room Friday, but for the Gus Bradley Show, we're going to talk about the Tennessee Titans offense. And it starts with the running game because they have a Hall of Fame offensive lineman as the head coach in Mike Munchak and his best buddy, Bruce Matthews, the offensive line coach, also a Hall of Famer. They love the running game, and they've got a good back in Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson, though, his second longest run of the year was against this football team right here, the San Diego Chargers. Kind of surprising that this would be the second longest run of the year, but he still has that dynamic open field ability. But the problem with Chris Johnson is he doesn't always look just like this, which is he's going to hit the hole in a very quick fashion. And Chris Johnson has the ability to do this. And when he did this during his CJ2K year, he was solid and had the 2,000 yards. But the problem with Chris Johnson, a lot of plays happen like this. Watch what he does on this particular play. Now, the play should go right there, right? I mean, holy cow, I can see that. I'm a defensive lineman, but I can see that hole. But he always looks for the home run. And when he does, his right tackle, big country David Stewart, gets a holding call and it calls the play back. If Chris Johnson would not do a lot of this, he would be a lot more effective as a running back. But as a coach, even though he isn't as dominant as he once was, you always worry about plays like this. Against the San Francisco 49ers here, a 66-yard touchdown catch, and look at the dynamic open field ability and obviously the speed to run away from everybody. And I think one of the reasons why the Tennessee Titans have improved is the performance of their quarterback, Jake Locker. His rating is in the 90s, which is a big improvement from last year's first year of playing a lot, and throws like this to his second round pick, Justin Hunter, a wide receiver, big tall guy, big fade, throwing it away, outstanding throw. So he's more accurate than he's been in the past, but some things have not changed about Jake Locker, and that's his scrambling ability. Look, against the New York Jets, he took a pretty big hit. This game is actually after the New York Jets game, and he hasn't stopped running, even though he missed some games because of the hit against the New York Jets. Jake Locker is a very effective runner.